Are you ready? Indianapolis. The time has come. The bell has rung. Get in your seat for School Talk. I'm your host, and my name is Emerson. This is School Talk. You have tuned to the right station at the right time. Sometimes we make the wrong decision, and that decision can change our lives forever. Today you will make another decision, so make the right move and jump on the bus. Here it comes! Woo! Woo! School Talk has arrived! Come on, let's go! On School Talk, we deal with issues. Issues that involve you, the student. Issues that involve you, the parent. Issues that involve you, the teacher. So get your pen, or your pad, or your personal planner. We're going to take notes. There will be a test. This is School Talk! Take your seats and get ready. Take your seats and get ready. School Talk is in session. My name is Emerson. You're not for the 1,214th time. You're not me, but I am. Yes, sir. I am on live on the radio since 2003. Daniela, what do you think about that? I got echoes. What do you think about that?
I think that's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I got everything
in a good way.
I know. I got a bunch of stuff going on here. I got elbows here and elbows there, volumes here. 2003, been doing this.
Wow, that's only 2 years older than me.
Yeah. Can you hear y'all? Can you hear you out there? All right. Push and mash the buttons. I can hear the microphone. I can hear it here. Can you hear me there? I'm okay. What do you think? That better? Better? No? That better? Can't hear me? Can't hear me now. Where were you in 2003, Daniela?
In 2003, I was in Massachusetts, living life.
But you were born.
In preschool. Mm. No, kindergarten? Kindergarten, maybe? Preschool. Kindergarten, 6 years old.
I know it's been a long time ago. It's
it has been.
17 years, something like that?
At that time, I was like an only child.
So how old are you, about 17?
Be there.
Yeah. Well, 244-9234, 244-9234. That's our phone line. You can get in where you can fit in. I do have a topic today, and I might have some students that bum rush my show. I think they overslept. But before I get to my topic and my students that overslept, Daniela, what's going on with that thing we call it? You get the big
one. Looks like Ben Davis Choir presents the Sister Act. 7:30 p.m.
Whoopi Burger. She won't be there. Whoopi gonna be there.
I'm not sure.
You know Whoopi is?
Yeah, Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's she playing?
A bunch of movies.
One called Sister Act.
What?
She's playing Sister Act.
Oh, I didn't.
Probably a different movie.
I've never seen it.
I haven't either. But go ahead.
So 7:30 p.m. on Friday, November 10th. And 10:30 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, November 11th.
That's going to be a great show. It's going to be fun. Seriously, if you like to laugh, you'll love it.
And then Lady Giants basketball is on Saturday.
Hey.
It's basketball season already.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
And the Fishers Classic, they play at noon versus the Hamilton Southeastern. And 6 o'clock p.m., they play Ben Davis versus Fishers. So
I think we're 1-0 now. Mr. Easter, on the big window, 1-0. Lady Giants, 1-0. One win, zero losses. I don't want to lose no games. But I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying they have 2 games that day, so that's a little.
2 games?
2 games.
Woo, that's a back-to-back.
Not really. One's at noon, one's at 6.
Oh, okay.
They get a break. That's good.
That's cool.
Ben Davis football, Warren Central at Ben Davis, Friday at 7 p.m.
That's a big deal.
Sectional championship.
That's a big deal.
Pre-game at 6.
That's a big deal.
Game at 7.
One more time. That's a big deal.
And then, of course, School Talk with Emerson every Friday at 7:30. And remember that there's no excuses because it replays at Sunday on 2 p.m.
Hey! That is awesome. And I know you finally got through it. I kept interrupting you. You was doing the thing we call the
Daniela, what's up?
I'm producing your show.
You were on break.
Yeah, I was.
We were on break for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I went to a wedding.
Oh, somebody got married?
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
It was fun. She's my cousin and we're really close. So she's like a sister to me.
Yeah.
And we went and we had a good time. She got married. There was like a lot of music, a lot of dancing, a lot of fun. My brother, he's 10, decided that he would dance along to the song, like watch me, and he just danced and sang along to it. He had a right. whole circle around him.
Wow.
He was having a good time.
Dang. It happens at weddings. Good time. It's amazing when students graduate from high school. No, you folks on my Facebook couldn't see. That was Daniela. She was my producer. Zach. Yeah, there you go. Jeremiah just showed her picture there on Facebook. I got Jeremiah in the corner back here. So anyway, but it's amazing when, as I've been doing it for so long, since 2003, and y'all know I'm a senior citizen now. I just had a birthday, just turned 63.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Push the magic button for myself. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, I know. That's really terrible. You kind of put. But you got to wag your own tail sometimes.
Sometimes. You have to.
Sometimes you got to pat your own self on the back. Sometimes folks just don't do it. But it's amazing when you see kids that go through high school and now they're young adults and young parents. That is pretty cool when that happens. And you see them out and about. You see them out in the community, and now they got kids of their own. That just freaks me out because they got kids of their own, and you've been seeing them. You have seen them before in the hallways, and now you see them out there in the hallways of shopping centers with their own kids. Danielle, that's just freaking.
It's crazy. I mean, even me, I grew up with all my cousins, like, around a little older than me, but, like, mm-hmm. I still remember them being, like, you know, like, grade school, whatever. And now I have a cousin who has a kid and a cousin who's married, and it's crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Speaking of crazy, the purpose of a certain course here at Ben Davis High School, the purpose of that course is to teach students to learn to confront a problem by looking at it from multiple sides. Debaters research causes and solutions and learn to defend any side of an issue or problem in a persuasive way. The debate philosophy goes on. Our debate coach here is Mr. Gary Peters. And in the studio, I have from the debate class, because like I said, my students run a little bit late. I have in my studio, and her name is, she going to put the microphones on. You can't put a microphone on.
Hi, my name is Faiza Qureshi. I'm captain of the Ben Davis debate team.
Welcome to School Talk.
Thank you.
All right, now I always ask my students the hardest question in the world.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
That's not the question, though. The question is, what college, where are you going to go to college? What are you going to do? Where are you going to go?
So I know that I want to go pre-med in college, and I want to do medicine and help people, but I actually don't know what college I want to go to.
Oh, but you know what you want to do.
Yeah.
Well, that is good. Now, how did you come to that conclusion that you wanted to get into medicine?
So growing up, I've always had, like, sick people in my family, and I've always traveled overseas a lot. So I've seen the conditions of the healthcare systems overseas,
right.
And I've seen the conditions of the healthcare system here. And the policies in place aren't really meant to help people in poverty. So I always wanted to go into, like, healthcare administration, work from the top of the system so I can help people. Really.
Push the magic button. My kids aren't stupid. My kids are smart. That's what I'm talking about. I could do a whole show on just on that. High five again. Wow-wee. I see why you're the captain. Wow, that is awesome. Oh, man. See, folks, you got to stay in school. Get this stuff. You can't be like me when I was in high school. I was a high school dropout. I dropped out of so many schools. They had to build schools, keep me in school. No, they didn't do that last part, but I did drop out of too many high schools. Now, debate. Why did you join debate?
Actually, it's a funny story. This girl, she came up to me. I just transferred to Ben Davis like last year.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, you got to vote me captain for the debate team. I was like, what? We got a debate team here? So I was like, okay. So she's like, come to our warm-ups. And I see these speech kids doing their warm-ups. And I was like, what is going on? They're talking to walls. I don't know what's going on here. And I was like, okay, something is seriously wrong with these people. But then he was like, my debate coach was like, oh, so we do a lot of, like, foreign policy. We do a lot of, like, activism. So this is your platform where you have a voice to say what you feel, say your opinions, especially right now in this, like, really heated political climate. So here's your platform. Here's your voice. Speak up, speak out, and speak the truth. And I was like, wow, I'm sold. So I was in the class, and he was like, okay, come to one novice meet. And I was like, okay. And I was like, I thought I was done. And he was like, oh, you're coming next week, right? I was like, I am. Okay, and that's how I got sucked into it.
What gets me is, okay, now, you're not a millennial, right? What do you call your generation?
We are generation...
Generational?
We are generation, I believe it's...
Is it X?
It's no Y.
Okay. Now, the millennials, folks are saying that the millennials, a lot of them don't pay attention to politics, and they all they want, they don't, they got their own way of doing things, and they're not watching the news, and they're doing this, they're not staying on jobs. You're pretty hip up on what's going on in society and the news.
You got to know what's going on because it's always going to affect you.
Now, any millennials out there, if I offended you, I'm sorry. You know, it's just a... That is awesome. Now, in the debate class, you know, what you're learning, the students are learning to confront a problem, looking at it from multiple sides. How do you like that? What do you get from that?
I mean, it's really, really hard because you got to write, sometimes you got to write a case that you do not believe in. Like, for example, there is a topic on whether civil disobedience was like okay in a mm-hmm. society. And with everything going on with protests and so on and so forth, you got to say, you have to pick a side that's like, oh, yes, it's okay. We have the right to do so. And at the same time, you have to write a side against it that's like, oh, this is not okay. We need to shut this down.
Wow.
And it's really hard arguing what you don't believe in. So I think that's one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
That's interesting. Now, the Ben Davis debate team consistently places in the top 10 in the state. When was our last competition?
So recently, for debate only, we've gone to Kokomo, where our world school team did place second place.
Okay. Push the magic button for that. That's the applause button. Yeah, applause it out.
And then a couple months earlier, we did go to nationals and we qualified in policy debate. And a couple of our old senior captains qualified in world school as well. Mm-hmm. So we did become a school of excellence through that. And then now that our season is beginning again, I went with the speech team at discussion and we placed second, as well as the other captains, Miss Jaslyn Khan and Miss Janet. They also placed second in policy debate. So I think that's one of our recent accolades.
Okay. Good morning to Terry Johnson, Ike Randolph, Matthew Stewart. You're watching us here on Facebook Live. Rebecca, hey, Becky, she's a former Ben Davis. Well, she's a former, you're always a Ben Davis Giant. Ben Davis Giant graduated before. Charlene Payne, my cousin from Terrell, Indiana. Rebecca, how you doing? All right. Woo, woo, woo. She said, woo, 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 woo. She's here in the house. You know, who else are in there? Why don't you go and say it with me? Then we have.
Which one's it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then we have Ricky, Randy Fine. We also have
Afnan Osman.
Mm-hmm. She's a watching. She's a Ben Davis graduate. And, you know, I let my students read some of the stuff too. Uh-huh. And who's that? What's his name? Yeah. That's my nephew. I got family and friends out there. I love it because my students are my future. Okay, I butcher the English language.
Mm-hmm, so do I.
But why is communication so important?
Okay, that's a really good question. Because if you're not able to successfully put forth your ideas to other people, mm-hmm. then people really don't understand you. So I know I come from a very ethnic background,
mm-hmm.
and my parents are mixed. So my mom is Middle Eastern and African, and my dad is also Asian. So those are different cultures. And many people always come up to me and are like, oh, like, where are you from? Who are you? Like,
do they assume a lot?
Yes, they do. And I feel like if I didn't have the skills to be able to communicate with them, then they would obviously get the wrong idea and mm-hmm. keep believing what they're believing. So I feel like communication in our society today is key because we are always misunderstanding each other. And mm-hmm. in order to coexist, we have to have an understanding and respect with each other.
Okay.
And that's what my communication skills and debate have helped me. Because
awesome.
Now I'm like able to be like, hey, guys, this ain't true. Don't mm-hmm. listen to mass media because we're not like that.
In debate, you have different categories. Prose, interpretation, poetry.
Speech.
Okay, poetry interpretation, dramatic interpretation, humorous interpretations. Mm-hmm. Script. Where do you fall in? What would you say would be your best area you like?
So my coach, Gary Peters, he's always like, you got to try everything.
Oh.
So for me personally and a lot of people on our team, we do a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes down to a certain stage, we're just like, okay, now we specialize in what we like.
Mm-hmm. Let's push that booger. Grab a seat and grab a headphone. I have my students walk into the studio. We're talking stuff and things and stuff. Give me about a minute on the board. We're going to take about a minute break, get my board reset for another student, and come on back. Talk some more stuff with the debate students here at Ben Davis High School. Come on back in about 30 seconds.
What is wrong with you? You're worthless.
Stop trying so hard. It's pathetic.
You're such a loser. Nobody even likes you.
You can't do anything right.
You're the worst person who ever lived.
You're such a freak. Why can't you be more like your brother?
You're a giant waste of space.
What makes you think you can hang with us?
Just hearing your voice gives me a headache.
You're trash. You'll never amount to
God,
anything.
You're such an idiot.
I wish you had never been born.
This is what bullying sounds like.
Are you listening?
Give me an intro. Welcome back to School Talk. We're here one more time talking to the debate club here at Ben Davis High School. And we had a new student join. And tell me can you talk into the microphone? Tell my audience, what's your name?
My name is Jeanette Oluwayomi.
Ooh, say that again.
Jeanette Oluwayomi.
Oh, I like that. I can sing a song with that. And you're senior?
Yeah.
And where are you going to college?
I'm thinking of IU Bloomington, okay, or Howard University.
Can turn your mic a little towards your face a little bit. There you go. And what are you going to major in?
Neuroscience.
I know. What your major was?
Healthcare administration.
Okay. I can't figure that out. You know, take care. I'm a sick person. You got to definitely take care of me.
Absolutely.
I don't really. No. And first name again?
Jeanette.
Jeanette, why did you join the debate club?
Truthfully, when I first got here, I didn't want to join it because I was this shy person.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, you're not shy.
I was. Yeah. But my dad made me join, and I found out that I actually loved it. It's like bringing out the other side of me that I didn't know that I have. So.
Mm-hmm. That is true. I mean, but shyness, you can't get nowhere. I mean, shyness is cute, but you got to be able to get out there. And I'm so proud you're doing that. And I was asked the question earlier, what part of the debate do you specialize in? What part interpretation?
Actually, I've done all types of debate, but right now I'm doing policy debate.
Mm-hmm. Policy?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about that. What's that?
It's basically trying to pass a law in the in Congress, and it's like making a law, trying to look for the flaws of the law, and trying to make it work. That's basically it.
Now, this question for both of y'all. Do you find yourself getting deeper into today's politics based on your classes or based on where you live in the world you live in? Anyone?
So, are you like saying in the like?
Yeah, you're up on what's happening in the world. I mean, you're like some folks don't watch the news; they don't know what's going on in society. They just they're always in the phone on a Snapchat, Black Chat, Whip Chat, White Chat, It Chat, Itty Itty, Bang Bang, Boo Boo. You know, but not watching the news. I tell you, both of y'all watch the news, the current events.
Yeah, because every Friday, when that topic comes out, it's probably something pulled from the headlines.
Mm-hmm.
So,
now is it your home? Is it because your homeland or your ethnic makeup? I'm all messed up.
I mean, okay, so our team at Ben Davis, I'm proud to say that it's very, very diverse. Like we are an international team because we bring perspectives from all over the world. So we got people, we got African people, we got Middle Eastern people, we got Asians and Americans. It's very diverse. So when we compete, people are thrown off. They're like, oh, we got a different mix of people. Like, who are these people?
They don't know what to do.
Yeah, exactly. They get really intimidated when they figure out BD's in the house. So I keep up with the news. I don't like watching the news as much as I do, like, as I did before, because it's always a hot mess. But
it's a hot mess.
Yeah, it's always a hot mess. But I always keep up with the news because I know that our topics every weekend is going to get, like, pulled from there. Mm-hmm. So you got to keep yourself up to date just in case somebody tries to throw at you like a fact, but it's like an alternative fact, you know, like fake news.
I do understand that. I do understand that. And in your generation, how and what you're doing in debate, how important are facts when you're doing your competition?
Okay, so facts are very important because sometimes people try to lie. And I add that event before this year, someone tried to lie about a fact.
During the event?
Yeah. And I didn't know until we got back to school and I was looking at some things and I saw the exact same article that the person used and I found out that it was a lie. So I had to like write it down and bring it back up the next meet.
Wow. Yeah. Wow, that is crazy. How are you going to try to lie during... Well, so I guess it's on your opponent to challenge your information.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. Because that makes sense, because if they're arguing from a position of of a lie or position of weakness, then that's an opening for you to get in there, score some points. Do you score points in debate?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we do. But you could win off of a low point score also. But I think the main thing that's really interesting is that people will be like, oh, like the thing about debate and speech is that 90% of all of it is confidence. Mm-hmm. So if you're up there and you're like, yes, this is true, this is a fact, all the judges are going to be like, oh, wow, she really knows what she's talking about, mm-hmm. And believe that it's a fact. So they don't really have a rap sheet to verify this information. Most of our judges are like parents. So parents are like previous coaches or kids that did debate and came back to judge one more time.
Right.
But they don't have like verified information.
Try to tighten up that shot a little bit on Facebook. Try to get all three in there. I got some principles of debating questions I want to ask both of y'all. I want you to explain to me why these are important. Well, as it pertains to critical analysis, no, let's go to the first one. Deal with questions and challenges. Why is it important to be professional, non-insulting, or condescending when you're going through the debate? Why is that important?
Do you want to start out?
Yeah. So it's important to be professional because you have to show that you're the bigger one, you're the wiser one, because sometimes, even during debate rounds, most people are rude, especially discussion mm-hmm. rounds. Most people are rude because sometimes it gets personal. Yeah. Some topics just get personal and people just start going off. But you have to be the calm one because the judge is like watching. And even if the judge is not watching, it actually depends on the coaching you get from your school. Uh-huh. And from our coach, we have to behave professionally. We can't just go off during the rounds because that is what we've been taught.
Wow. Awesome. Anyway.
So, as she said, discussion debate is a category where you have to be like nice, nasty. You gotta like sneak this people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, people always will jab at you like, what do you think about this issue? Well, I think this, and like be like, my opinion is better than yours.
Mm-hmm.
But the premise of all categories, no matter what you do, is that you have to be respectful of anybody's opinion no matter what. So here's a recent example. Let me give you, I don't know, I don't want to be political on the radio, but.
Why not? Go ahead.
But this girl, okay, so I was in a round with her and she was, do you know the Hamilton play that's in Broadway
yeah.
right now?
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, wow, this is such a great play. I'm so proud of our founding fathers, all this. And I was like, wow, great. I am all for you. Like, kudos to you. And then she goes and she's like, oh, I find it disgusting when people kneel for the anthem. And I was just like, whoa, like, I did not expect that from you. But like her opinion, I had to respect it and be like, okay, this is what you think. This is why you think it. But you have to understand the movement behind it. This is why people are doing what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just like, wow, like I'm disgusted. I think it's horrible that people do this, neglecting the fact that people are being neglected in the media. People are being neglected through this movement, and that's why they're protesting. And the whole topic was freedom of speech.
Okay.
And it was like how hate speech is clauseed under freedom of speech and how the Supreme Court rules on all this stuff. And the fact that she's spewing all these facts about how the Supreme Court is so great and neglecting the fact that there are so many aspects of Jim Crow law mm-hmm. still in place
mm-hmm.
and saying that, oh, people should not be kneeling for the anthem. Also, like, you know, disregarding the fact that the foundation of our nation was founded off of people who protest, dumping tea
there
into
you
the
go.
River
I hear you.
And all that stuff. So
somebody been reading some books and Googling. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, but like these are the things, like because we're international students, we understand what it is to be a minority in America. We understand the hardships people face. And when you go to up north schools, they don't really understand that, especially when you're in Noblesville, Fishers, Carmel. They're like, well, we don't really have any problems like that here. We have different problems. So we come up with these issues that are hot in the media, and we're like, we understand them because we have experience. And they're just like, well, I think that people should stand up and respect our nation and things like that.
Right.
And you have to sit there and cope with it and be like, okay, I get it, but this is why this is real.
Now, keep that in mind. Now, what you guys face now outside the classroom, how has the debate class helped you deal with what you just dealt with? That's real world stuff. You face that in the hallways, among your peers, out in public. Has debate class helped you turn that around and communicate better with that? Because like you said, I'll listen to you. A lot of folks don't listen to each other. They ready to go to argument 101. because you disagree with me. We're going to fight now because you disagree with me.
You fight with words.
But a lot of our kids don't understand the power of communication. So my question is, has debate helped you, or did you bring that to the class? Did you understand it before you got there?
Okay, so last year when I took government, there was this question in class that should we care about our privacy more in terms of government and in terms of security? So it's either choosing privacy or security. Mm-hmm. And someone said something about Russia, like why would the government want to get into our privacy if they can make sure that we're secured? And she said something about Russia. And I was like, why would you mention Russia and other countries when you know that we can't trust those countries? And you know that even if they get our information, then it's not secure. And she was kind of mad, but I was just, let's just talk it out. But the teacher didn't give me the opportunity to talk back. But I was trying to like make it clear because she wasn't expecting me to say
something. Folks don't want to listen, do they?
Yeah, she wasn't expecting me to say something, but I actually said something. And the teacher didn't let me talk again after she spoke.
I understand.
But I just let it go.
See, and this is why you got to know like foreign policy. You got to know what's going on all over the world in order to like really get your case through and like, you know, come up with an understanding for these kind of like events.
Got a question for you. I'm going to run out of time. One of my friends on Facebook, Jared Birch, did ask a question. Why do you guys, let me ask you, this is young, why do you think racism is such a hard topic to address?
People don't like talking about it. That's why. People in our like country, we don't talk about like three things: religion and like systemic issues such as racism, and then we don't like talking about taxes. That's another thing. So, you know, when we gotta higher the tax, you're like, oh, do we? Nope. It's an issue because we as a nation pride ourselves off of, we've came so far from eliminating racism. We don't have that problem. And we're in the 21st century. We can't have a problem as a first world nation. Like, that's not a problem we should have. But the reality of the situation is that it is a problem, and we need to be dealing with it by talking about it, by having dialogue, and by actually having action towards it.
Yeah, Jeanette?
Personally, in terms of debate rounds, I don't like talking about these topics because it gets very messy. Because people with different opinions, and it like leads to another type of argument entirely. But outside of debate, I would prefer to talk about it. But during debate round, it gets so messy that you don't even want to get deep into it.
What's the hardest part about debate? We're about over it, but what's your hardest part about your debate class?
For me, it's trying to convince the judge, because for some type of debate, you don't get to speak last. Mm-hmm. You speak before your opponent speaks, so the opponent has more opportunity to try to convince the judge. And sometimes some judges remember the last speech. So it's, So maybe like you're the second to the last speaker and you say something, your opponent can just come back and just say, oh, my opponent didn't say this, my opponent didn't say that. And you can't come back up to say that I actually did say that. The judge has to go back on the floor to read what he or she has written. Mm-hmm. So that's like the hardest thing for me, trying to convince the judge that I actually said this.
Actually, let me piggyback off of that. Your judges do come from different backgrounds as well. So if you got a judge that does live up north and has like is really bougie, he or she is not going to relate to what you're talking about, like systemic issues and how you've gone through all of this stuff. And they're going to be like, well, I can't relate to it because I live a very nice lifestyle, mm-hmm. and I live in a very different demographic. So I don't really know what's going on in central Indiana or the west side. Mm-hmm. But we come from the west side and we know what's up here. And they're just like, well, in Carmel, we don't really have these issues.
So the key to it is saying your neighborhood does a lot.
Yeah, where you grow up.
In drawing. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Now, what would you tell students, it's the last question. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give kids, real quickly, to encourage them, or would you encourage them to join a debate class?
Absolutely. Anybody who's listening right now that's a student, just want you to know that speech and debate, or debate primarily, is your platform. And if you want to voice your opinions in an orderly fashion and you are an activist or anything, you love medicine like me and have a heart for politics, join speech and debate, because we always need more people with different backgrounds to fight different issues. We're always going to have issues that we need to talk about. So come out to the debate team in S107 and speak up, speak out, and speak the truth.
I'm just backing up what Faiza said. Debate is an opportunity to be your true self, like to show who you really are, say what you want to say. So I advise people to really try it out. Even if you're not sure, just go out and see what it's like, but then you actually like it, because that was me at first, but now I love debate. I'm so happy that I joined debate. So I'd advise you guys to go join.
And your next competition is when?
There is a competition next Saturday.
It's Saturday?
But it's like two competitions together. So
are you local?
Yeah, I think Southport is our next competition. Right?
Yeah, Southport.
Yeah.
Well, I encourage you folks to come out and check out some of these kids at these competitions, because one thing that I'm kind of like not freaking out over, but is the fact that you guys are so abreast of what's going on in society and in the news, not only in the neighborhoods around here in the West Side, but international. And that is refreshing, because I swear, some of the millennials, boy, man, they're just into the phones. And I just wonder what the future looks like as far as activism, and what's the future look like as far as our young people being involved in their own future. Because, you know, the future is you guys, and it's looking kind of good. I kind of like
thank
that. I'd like to thank the folks out there on Facebook for checking in. Charlene Payne, Janie Brown, Mr. Jared Birch, Matthew Postel, and Jamie Hardy, and Becky. I appreciate you checking in on Facebook and checking out our students here, because these are our future leaders of tomorrow. And believe me, they've been doing their homework, and I appreciate that. And I thank my producer, and my man in the corner, show their pictures. I'm gonna lose my voice. Get y'all back to class. Thank you. Go BD. Us. Go debate, and get y'all back to class. So let's get out of here to the parents and to the teachers. Our students have so much to give. About what you give out, what you're going to give back. These kids are students. It's okay to be a copycat, just copyright cat like these kids here at Ben Davis High School. Young man, be a man. Oh, I just can't stand sagging. I mean, no sag. You know, it's pretty soon it's gonna be cold outside, and you're gonna be freezing. You're gonna be gonna need a new hip too. I just pull your pants up. The views expressed on School Talk, necessary views of the Wayne Township, Ben Davis High School. The views of my guests going back to class. And of me. So see you next week on School Talk.